Well, good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. I'm Harold Herring. Please continue to pray for my fine wife, Bev, who's in the hospital with pneumonia. And anyhow, pray for her. And also pray for my mom, Miss Annie Ruth, who's 95, soon to be 96. And she's been under an attack this morning. But she wins, we win. And that's the Word of God. All right, on today's call, we're going to discuss hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm so pumped up. You know, when the enemy attacks, we need to be pumped up and ready. Hallelujah. And that's exactly what we're going to be today. Glory to God. Okay. We're going to talk about something good. I'm sorry. I've been laughing at the devil this morning because he thinks he's going to win, but he's not. He's not. All right. Ephesians 1:14 in the New Living Translation says, "The Spirit of God's guarantee that He will give us the inheritance He promised and that He has purchased us to be His own people. He did this so we would praise and glorify Him." Hallelujah. I love that. God will give Ralph what He promised. God will give Sonia what He promised. God will give Janice what He promised. God will give Carol what He promised. God will give Ray what He promised. Yes, He will. God will give you and me the inheritance that He's promised us. Kind of let that sink down in your spirit. God, our Heavenly Father, our El Shaddai, the one who will do what He has promised us. Would you like to be thoroughly blessed? I feel led to begin this week with 7 financial scriptures, which reveal in part and guarantee the inheritance that God has promised us. I'm going to personalize these verses with the first 7 names I see on the callers on my list today. We're going to repeat each scripture 2 times to help us catch what's being personalized. I want to strongly encourage you to write these scriptures out on a 3x5 note card, copy and paste them in a Word document or your smartphone. But get them in you. Get them in you. Confess these scriptures throughout the day. My recommendation is that you commit as many of these scriptures as possible to memory. Make them a lasting part of your daily devotional. Confess these scriptures every day for at least a week. 21 days would be even better because that will give you time to make them a part of who you are. 3 John 1:2 says, "I pray that Yvette may prosper in all things, in being good health, even as Yvette's soul prospers. I pray that Maya may prosper in all things, be in good health, even as Maya's soul prospers." Proverbs 10:22, Classic Amplified. "The blessing of the Lord makes Larry and Gina truly rich, and he adds no sorrow with it, neither does toiling increase it. The blessing of the Lord that makes Dave and Diane truly rich, and he adds no sorrow with it, neither does toiling increase it." Job 36:11. If Lejeune listens and serves him, Lejeune shall spend her days in prosperity, her years in pleasure. If Denise listens and serves him, Denise shall spend her days in prosperity, her years in pleasure. Proverbs 8:21, the World English Bible. "That I may give Ray, Sonia, because they love me, I will fill Ray and Sonia's treasuries. That I may give wealth to Joy, because she loves me, I will fill Joy's treasuries." Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 9:8, New Living Translation. "And God will generously provide all Laurel's needs. Then Laurel will always have everything she needs and plenty left over to share with others." and God will generously provide all Vincent's needs. Then Vincent will always have everything he needs and plenty left over to share with others. Psalm 112:3. Wealth and riches shall be in Fred's house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Wealth and riches shall be in Eileen's house, and her righteousness endureth forever. Deuteronomy 8:18. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth John and Corinne power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto thy fathers, as it is this day. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth Nita power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto thy fathers, as it is this day. After listing all these verses, I decided to add Ephesians 1:14. The Message Bible says, It's in Christ that you, once you heard the truth and believed it, this message of salvation, found yourselves home free, signed, sealed, and delivered by the Holy Spirit. This signet from the God is the first installment. What's a reminder that we get everything God has planned for us, a praising and glorious life. See, it's not enough to hear the truth. You got to sit through dozens of sermons, listen to hundreds of MP3s or CDs. But it's not enough. It's not enough just to hear the promises. You got to believe them. It's not enough to just hear the word. You have to speak what you've heard. Romans 10:10, New Living Translation. For it is by believing in your heart that you're made right with God. It is by confessing with your mouth that you're saved. It's not just hearing that you must be born again. You have to believe it and act on it. James 1:22. But be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. The Message Bible has become a favorite of mine because it seems to always bring a little more contemporary clarity. For instance, James 1:22-24 in the Message Bible. Don't fool yourselves into thinking that you're a listener when you act on when you are anything but letting the word go in one ear and out the other. Act on what you hear. Those who hear and don't act are like those who glance in the mirror, walk away, and 2 minutes later have no idea who they are, what they look like. Act on what you hear. Years ago, the late Dr. Morris Cirillo said, faith is a fact, but you must act. The scripture teaches in James 2:17, even so by faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. See, it's not what we know. It's what we do with what we know that makes a difference and impacts the course of human events, your events. According to Strong's Concordance, the real word for war, works, is G2041. And it means any product, whatever, anything accomplished by hand, art, industry, or mind, an act, a deed, a thing done. James 2:17 in the Classic Amplified. So also faith, if it does not have works, deeds, actions of obedience to back it up, by itself is destitute of power, inoperative, dead. The Message Bible translation of James 2:17, once again, more direct when it says, isn't it obvious that God talk without God acts is outrageous nonsense? You can hear a salvation message. Your faith can be stirred and sore, but unless you open your mouth, confess your sins, ask for forgiveness, and recognize Jesus as the Lord of your life, you will not be born again. Our ability to manifest the promises of God is directly tied to our ability to believe in those promises, regardless of what circumstances appear to be. God's word guarantees his promises to us. Why? Well, the answer is found in the last part of Ephesians 1:14, New Living Translation, which says, he did this so we would praise him and glorify him. Hallelujah. See, God just wants us to recognize him for the blessing, much the same way we might feel when we do something special for our own children. That's why we must praise God for all he's done and is doing in our lives. He guarantees his promises so that we can give him honor and glory. Truly, he is worthy of our praise, glory, and honor. If you've not experienced the manifestation of his promises yet, get out in front of your battle and begin to praise him. Psalm 35:28, classic Amplified. And my tongue shall talk of your righteousness, rightness, and justice, and of my reasons for your praise all day long. How do you do that? By confessing the seven financial scriptures that we shared on today's call. By confessing them continually. And that's a good place to start. Remember to personalize this rich thought. Hallelujah. God will give Clay and Felicia what he promised. God will give Dave and Diane what he's promised. Just get this down inside of you and it'll change your life. God will give Yolanda what he's promised. It's guaranteed in the Word. Hallelujah. Get ready for manifestation to explode in your life. Hallelujah. Thank you. Let this 22nd day of March be a glorious day. Let it be a day that you praise him for all his benefits and his blessings. And Father, thank you too that our friends on these calls are praying for everybody else, and particularly today, my wife, Bev, and my mom. But anyhow, until tomorrow morning, 8:30 Eastern, God bless you, happy trails, and keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.